Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we honor you in such a way that everything we do glorifies your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are continuing in the book of Revelation, but because this is an area where we're reading the book of Revelation for the daily reading, it doesn't have the entire book. So I told you there were seven letters, but we only looked at three of them, and you and I only talked about two. The second one was from the book of the letter to Laodicea, and I just want to refer to that today just a bit, because it has this important line in it. Now, we talked about Sardis yesterday, and we also talked about that powerful line that was used in Pope Pius XI's letter in regards to the Cristeros in Mexico. But the other letter from yesterday, which we can reflect on as well, was from Laodicea, and it has that famous line where Jesus talks about that there is the hot Christian and the cold Christian, and then there's the lukewarm Christian. And the lukewarm literally made him sick. Now, interesting thing is a question that was asked of us in the seminary: when would Jesus want a cold Christian? And we go, well, he wouldn't. And he'd say, that's a point, that's true. But he said, I would prefer a cold Christian, which means someone who totally rejects Christ altogether, than the lukewarm. St. John Vianney made an interesting point when he said, basically said all these people who are secular and they have no connection to God and they're living a very hedonistic life. He says, I have more hope for their salvation than the lukewarm Christian. Because he explains, the lukewarm Christian is living a kind of false security. I believe, yes, I know Jesus, but doesn't act on it. And usually he mentions they don't even go to church. So he said, no, I have virtually no hope for them. But I have more hope for the most secular Christians. So you think people who are in the name of Christ are going around telling people they're all going to hell? He has more hope for every one of them than the lukewarm Christian who has this false sense of security. And this is what is warned about yesterday in the letter to Laodicea. So Sardis and Laodicea are the ones that received the most condemnation from Jesus. And so it's an important thing to reflect on. Of course, I didn't talk at all about Laodicea because we were focused on the Cristeros, and an important consideration too, because they suffered a terrible, terrible, just a terrible persecution, even to the point that priests suffered a horrible death. I'm not going to go into it because it just, you don't want to hear it. And they suffered as part of this eliminating religion from Mexico, which was part of what this Emperor Maximilian did. I'm sure that he went after Protestants and, you know, evangelicals and stuff. He had to have, because the focus was he was a Marxist and wanted to get rid of religion altogether. Obviously, it failed, but that's one of the things that was going on. So it was this terrible persecution and we remember it from the Cristeros. Now, in light of that, we look at today's continued reading from the book of Revelation. And in this, we see something totally different, because we've gone through the letters in the book. We haven't gone through it on the show, obviously, because it's skipping around. But then we start getting a description of what heaven looks like. And this is what is known as apocalyptic literature. Now, apocalyptic literature has a special format, and there's various books in the Bible that have this. Obviously, the Apocalypse, also known as the book of Revelation, but you'll also find this in the book of Daniel, for example. You'll find this in the book of Ezekiel, for example. And it's this very intense image, filled with basically battle between light and darkness. And you also find these great images of what heaven looks like. I don't know if there's images so much of what hell looks like, but definitely of what heaven looks like. And this is what we see in chapter 4, this description of heaven. And we're seeing all this great symbolism. We're seeing this great power. We're seeing throne with flashes of lightning, which can also bring us back to the book of Daniel. It can also bring us back to the book of Ezekiel, where we see these symbols. We also see the four living creatures covered with eyes in the front and back. And the four creatures represent lion, calf, human being, and eagle. Now, why is that important? Those are the four symbols of the gospel. If you've ever been to a church and you see those four symbols, not so much it'll describe with eyes all around them, but you will see an image of exactly that, a lion, a calf, a man, and an eagle. And those represent Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four evangelists preaching the gospel, the powerful gospel of the Lord, which is the whole point of what we see in the apocalypse. We're looking at the power of the Lord. And so you're seeing more symbolism in there. And so check this out in your respective daily missal. And you're seeing more symbolism there, which we're going to talk about on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZ. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're looking at these powerful words from the book of Revelation, and they are reflecting some of the great symbolism that you will find in Revelation, reflecting the symbolism from the Bible. For example, there's a lot of numerology, and I'm not talking about the numerology where people use numbers to predict the future. I don't understand that much about it. Numerology meaning the numbers that are used in the Bible. One of the key numbers is 24. 24 is 2 times 12. 12 represents the 12 tribes of Israel. So now we have 2 times 24. And so it's a factor of 12. That's important. 144, which is also used elsewhere in the book of Revelation, factor of 12, 12 times 12. And it all goes back to the 12 tribes of Israel. There's another number there, which you will see there are 7 torches. Now, a torch, which obviously is burning with fire, fire is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. 7 flaming torches represent the number 7, which represents God. 7 was considered the perfection. Now, one of the terms that is used here is the 7 spirits of God. What does that mean? Very little that I can tell you about that, to be honest. It's a symbolic reality, the 7 spirits of God. Now, the Venerable Bede, who is a saint, it's called the Venerable Bede, but actually he's a saint. He explained in his description of Revelation that what it means is not that God had 7 spirits, but the Spirit of God, which would be the Holy Spirit, with the number seven means perfection. So the seven means the perfect reality of the Holy Spirit of God. So it's an important reality. So you have the seven torches, and torches obviously are flames. Flames are the signs of the Spirit. So these seven torches represent the perfection of God through the Holy Spirit, or in the Holy Spirit. So this is a powerful reality. This is all the symbolism that is there, which obviously I don't have time to go through all of it. I could be here forever doing that. I've done a series on it, but I'd like to actually redo that series. And so you have the great sign of power. You have the great sign you're in the presence of God. You're the great sign you're in something that is greater than everything we have on earth. And remember, this is during the time of the Roman Empire. So which is more powerful, God or the Roman Empire? And you're learning, obviously, it is God. Why is John on Patmos? Why is he exiled there? Because he's been exiled there by the Roman Empire. Who was the God in the Roman Empire? The Roman Emperor was considered God. And who was it the Christians believed was God? God is God through Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And therefore, there's a message there, that the God who is persecuting you, the so-called God who was the Emperor of Rome, is nothing in compared to the true God who we see on the throne, surrounded by the seven torches and the seven spirits, which represents the one spirit of perfection. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.